Hi Anchor family, it's your girl Anita D reporting live from the UK. It's 5:24 here in London. In rush hour traffic, like an ex-boyfriend that won't go away. It's always going to be there. This is one of my little Instagram quotes. I like to create my own, I don't cut and paste. Anyway, after having this conversation last week with the one Kevin Touch and AV, Mr. Tech Man himself, it was completely unrelated. It was about some issues I was having, and Kevin kindly wanted to get me some assistance, so he chimed me into a call-in with AV. But one thing I did say to him is I was having an issue with deciding about my voice, how to express my voice so that people can identify with the topics I'm discussing. And there's a side of me, although, you know, I'm putting together this amazing blog by the name of Hipopular, which is to celebrate things that influence us in life, cultural influences, you know, the way that they all merge, the things that are similarities more than our differences, and how they've evolved, how young people are being influenced by things from back in the day, as they like to say. For some people, that's further back than others. But that's that side. But that's celebrating, because I love to celebrate people's success. I love to celebrate milestones in history. I love to explain where things come from so people can see that, you know, that came from that, basically. But the side that wants to talk about my light bulb moments, the moments in life when everything comes together and I think, wow, that's what that was all about. Those moments. Sometimes they're heated moments. Sometimes someone annoys the hell out of me. Sorry, annoys me. For me to realize what it is. And I think that in that case, Do It Neater, being my name is Anita D, would be the segment where I talk about or diarize those landmark moments in life. Sometimes I might even say, oh my God, that's what my mum was talking about. Wow. I came onto the topic of respect. People use that word all the time. Respect you. That's hella disrespectful. You know, respectfully yours. All these different ways of using the word respect, but I think the word respect has many dimensions, and it's relative to you and who's also involved in that interaction. Because without somebody else being involved, how would you measure whether something is respectful or disrespectful? So I came to realize the other day that there's a lot of people around you that are inspired by you. They love to be in your presence. They might feel you're positive, but they can also drain your energy. And that's because maybe I or the individual hasn't expressed to them their proper definition of respect. I always felt that respect was if I treat people the way I would like to be treated. But that's too much of a simplified version. For me, respect also is respect other people's respect for your heritage, your background, your family culture. If you say to them, oh, you know, where we come from, they don't like that type of thing. If I was to start a business in another country, it would matter then. So why would it not matter if I was going to visit one of my friends, you know, family members? And she said to me, oh, when we go around there, please, my mum likes it when you leave your shoes by the door. So, you know, she's going to go crazy. So I'm going to respect that. That's another form of respect. But there's a form of respect that people don't appreciate. And it's the type where somebody believes that they can make you a party to disrespect. I still need to back again. Sorry about that, got chopped off right at the peak of what I was trying, the point I was trying to make. But that's life. I'm back. This is Do It Nita, in case you didn't catch the first part. Do It Nita, which is my segment where I express things that are related to my journey and maneuvering my journey through life. Always going to keep it real. You know, the hustle is part of my life, so the hustle is real. Still relevant, still the hustle is real. But I had certain topics, and you know, I was talking about light bulb moments. And I wanted to give an example of what I mean by people putting you in positions of disrespect without realizing it. If you were to argue with somebody in front of me in a way that you know full well that I don't like, that I don't appreciate, that I don't think is beneficial, and you know that you have an audience, to me, that is another form of disrespect. Involving other people in a plan to get back at somebody else, and they're an innocent bystander and a third party, to me, I didn't realize is in my top five rankings of disrespect. If I say, please don't call somebody a certain name, and you choose to just to embarrass that person all the more because you respect my opinion by calling them that thing whilst I'm standing around listening, that is also a form of disrespect, because you are using something that you know that we've discussed is no good, not beneficial, not productive. And just because of the heat of the moment, you've decided to involve a third party in something that you know that third party doesn't agree with. I hope you understand where I'm coming from with this. And I would like to know if you've had any moments where you've been thrown underneath the bus, put in a position, and the person may come back to you and say, oh, but you know, obviously, because I respect you, I wanted you to hear what was going on. I didn't mean for it to get heated. Meanwhile, the other person is looking at the situation in a magnified way because they're thinking, oh my goodness, not only did she disrespect me, she's disrespected me in front of that person that I respect also. And that's like a double, triple up version of disrespect. And I think, especially now that we're using text and technology and things like that, even liking somebody's picture can be seen as disrespectful. Oh, why are you liking that person's picture? You know that person's disrespected me. Why would you like their Instagram post? And it turns into real life beef. So I just wanted to express that. My light bulb moment is realized that if I allow people to do disrespectful things around me, and I think that I'm trying to be a role model or inspire them based on my experiences to be a better person. So everything I achieved at one milestone in my life, I expect you to achieve that even earlier because I've blessed you with the knowledge and the mentorship that somebody else blessed me with, each one teach one, as they say, for you to now understand my boundaries and what I don't and what I do like. But just because that's not your boundaries does not mean that you can make me party to those disrespectful moments. That was my Do It Nita light bulb moment of, may not be of the week, but of the last few days, that a lot of the things my parents taught me, I didn't value so much until now. Thanks, Mum and Dad. Thank you. Priceless. Let me know if there's any time where you've been put in a position where somebody's done something disrespectful, you still love the person, you like them, but they've chosen to use you as an audience in a moment of disrespect to somebody else, and you've disagreed with it, and you've gone away thinking, why the hell did they do that?
Hey, what's going on? The hustle is real. It's Level Up Daily here. I just want to say Thank you for taking the time out your day to check out my station once again. I always appreciate it when you come through and show love. So just want to reciprocate that love and tune into your station here and see what you have going on. And with that being said, thanks for echoing out that episode and that segment. That episode or segment really has been getting a lot of feedback and a lot of love lately. I guess I hit home with a lot of key points. So hopefully I was able to help inspire or help motivate you to keep pushing and help your audience as well. So again, thank you.